tough these days down at the South End Marina and Bait Shop. A lot of barnacle bottom boats moored idle at the docks, their glory days of fishing now just a dry rotted memory. Occasionally you'll see one of the skippers doing a little bright work on some faded trim or turning over an engine just to clear the cobwebs from the lines and the tanks, but time and overfishing have taken heavy tolls. Used to be the fleet was the pride of the island, running from Mabana to Bristol Bay in search of salmon openings and halibut catches, but we maybe didn't have the widow's walks the Narragansett boys had for their lonely wives to gaze forlornly out to sea, scanning horizons for men returned from hunting whale, but it was an event nonetheless when captains sailed into view with full cargo holds and tales of Alaskan storms. Sadly, those catches dwindled and the fleet turned to lesser dreams. For a time they chartered for the tourist fishermen, CEOs up from San Diego and Frisco, Portland and Seattle in search of trophy gooey ducks and the elusive free-range oyster, but even those became uncommon, then finally rare. One by one, the captains courageous were forced to sit idle, swapping tongue-worn tales of the big catch of 78 or the killer storm of 82. Mostly lies now, but better than constant complaining. And far better than hanging out in the unemployment office. Some of the skippers sold their boats for what they could get, just pesos on the dollar. Hazy Jake ran Canadian Bud for a while through the islands until the borders tightened and his nerves frayed worse than his lines. You see the last of them down at the bait shop most days, those Ahabs whose mobies disappeared, hunkered down over big chipped mugs of thick coffee from the self-serve pot, predicting tide and weather, predicting everything except the future, a place they rarely visit now.